Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
How much time till we're on?
Come on, Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello and welcome to it, a Tuesday night edition of Sports Day. We've got Scotty Sattler.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
And Ratty Rogers in the studio tonight. Gents, hello.
Well, it's not Sports Day tonight. We're renaming the show. Rat and I have decided.
Yeah, go for it.
Glenn's World.
Yeah.
What? It's 64 today, Glenn.
The big 64.
Yep.
It's his day. It's his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get one of you, Jason. He's had 64 of them. He's one of our favourite listeners.
Yep.
How pickled will he be when he rings in an hour's time, boys?
Oh, outstanding.
I think you'll
He's going to drink a schooner on his head.
It'll be entertaining.
Welcome to the show. Hello to our listeners and apologies to our listeners through the Super Radio Network, and particularly those at 2HD in Newcastle where Glenn lives.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Glenn, come down to the station tonight. We'll shout you beer. Come down to the station.
And some KFC.
And some KFC. We'll get to that soon. Hello to our listeners through SCN Network as well. 1170 Sydney, 693 AM in Brizzy. Track Stations Fanatic, those listening on the SEN app, and all our listeners through SENZ in New Zealand. How are you feeling after the Warriors going down at home in their first game?
No, it was more about
2024.
The second test.
Well, there's
yesterday,
that.
The Kiwi listeners were a little bit upset, and they have every right to because they had the Aussies
the game was over.
Yeah.
Not Mitchell, though. It's not about winning. It's how they conduct themselves.
What?
Yeah, that's coming up a little later on.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to hearing
about that.
If you want to get in touch with us on the socials, TikTok, Sports Day SEN, Instagram, SENQ, X, Sports Day NSW, and text us anytime. New listeners, we'd love to hear from you. 0457 736 736 New Zealand, 8833, or call us 1300 01 1170. Big show today, as you said, Rat, off the top. Chance to win a $200 voucher thanks to our great mates at KFC. Got two of those to give away tonight to the two best texters or callers to the show.
Yeah, we had some...
you get the leftovers.
I will say we had some phenomenal texts last night, some really good texts. Rooster Muzz has already sent three.
Yep.
And we get it, Rooster Muzz.
He's not happy.
He's not stoked on the 8 weeks.
Well, that's going to be the big discussion point tonight, isn't it? So,
hey, before we do that, before we get into things, you wanted to share to David Peachy.
Shout out to a good mate of mine, Dave Peachy. He's doing it a bit tough at the moment. His wife had a brain aneurysm explode and rushed to hospital and in Sydney and in ICU.
They live in Dubbo. Rushed to Sydney.
I had a chat with him today and he's doing it a bit tough, the Peach. And I just feel for him. It was a tough conversation because I asked him, how you doing, mate? You know, and your mates, and he's not doing well.
Well, he's usually chirpy, isn't he?
Yeah, and Janine, mate, they were together as kids, he and Janine.
Yeah,
and she's a tremendous woman, and she's the heartbeat of that family, and just praying for all good things.
What a great guy, and you know, I ran into Peach at a function at the start of this year, and he said, "Oh, say good day to the rattle, listen to the show, you know, most nights, and thanks very much, Peach." And I was speaking to him about Dubbo and he's talking about his family and how proud he is. But I remember hearing a story once. Johnny Lang used to tell me the story that sometimes Peach used to get a little bit antsy and you want to get back out home. Yeah. And his wife used to go, "No, you're staying here. You got a job to do."
Oh, yeah. mate, I'll tell you, like the Janine, she was very similar to Carol Rogers, my mum. She was Carol Rogers was the only woman that could control Steve Rogers, or the only person that could control Steve Rogers. And Janine Peachey was the same with David Peachey, I can tell you. Wow. So we're praying for good things. So, you know, if you're a league person, you know who Dave Peachey is. So keep him in your thoughts and Janine and in your prayers.
Well, Damien the putter pester said, "All the best to the Peachies. Let us know how we can help."
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep you updated on that. Thanks, Rats. By the way, those vouchers tonight, there's a text story come through saying Samara. Now, I saw something today. Is Samara meant to get a $200 voucher? Am I missing something? Mm. Thanks to our great mates at KFC.
She sent a wonderful text last night.
She's a First Nations Bundjalung woman.
Bundjalung woman. And she sent just a really nice text, just breaking down the situation.
And then she sent another
text saying, "You don't have to read it. I just wanted to explain some stuff."
It was intelligent.
To you guys.
It was articulate. It was educational. It was good.
She had the wrong show, clearly.
Yeah.
Sending it through here. Well, Samara, you get yourself a $200 voucher to KFC. So I've got one to give away tonight. KFC takes footy as seriously as they do fried chicken. Take the night off with a family feast and keep the team happy.
Well, doesn't naturally the other one go to Glenn because it's his birthday?
No. On the show tonight, South's front rower Sean Kepi. Can I just say,
you're cruel.
No. He's not getting one, right? If he's the best text or caller of the night, yeah, of course you'll get it. Sean Kepi came from Manly to South, of course. Hence why we're getting him on the show. But this guy does amazing stuff off the field.
He does.
And there are a lot of rugby league players, and we talk about this a lot, Sats. And we want to celebrate those players who do good stuff off the field that you don't hear about.
Mm.
They're not publicising it. They just get out there and do it. And he's one of those good guys of the game.
Yeah, I got a bit emotional when I heard what he does. Because I've lived in that space, you know, and it's not easy. And for him to, you know, to see what he's doing. And the listeners will hear about it. We'll ask him about it. But, I'm excited to chat with him.
KFC's Colonel's Court. I've got a doozy for you tonight, boys. Not just about a rugby league subject, but how you eat a certain product of KFC. I put a lot of thought into this today.
Mm.
You know I've got food handled.
Yeah, we
you
do.
Got a
we
lot are. Of handles.
Well and truly.
I've lost 7 kilos. And bum over here.
I said to you, I noticed that your earlobes are smaller.
You didn't even notice that your wife had a haircut. She does look like Ellen DeGeneres now, but seriously... She looks beautiful. I had to point out to you today that Beck had a haircut.
Yeah, because she had her hair up all weekend. I didn't realise she had it on Friday. Saturday.
Right.
Mm.
Yep. Good smother.
Mm.
Good one.
Yes, Rat, you got a text.
Just someone from New Zealand. Oh, Rita from New Zealand. There is no way Glenn is 64. I pictured a chiseled Adonis of 33.
Yeah.
Long blonde hair, 6'6", and hung like a horse. Oh.
Are you serious?
That's coming up tonight as well. Are you serious? But let's get the good oil. Thanks to Cobram Estate Premium Australian Extra Virgin Olive Oil. Let's talk about the elephant in the room, shall we? Spencer Leenu. He's out for 8 weeks. Some saying it's not enough. In fact, let me play some audio from Thurston on this.
I was looking at probably 12 weeks would have been sufficient for racial vilification on the field. I understand that he's owned up to what he has said, but, you know, the NRL, we have the Indigenous All-Stars match, we have the Indigenous round, they have an NRL Indigenous strategy team, so we're saying and doing all the right things, but, yeah, I definitely don't think that the... crime is fit the punishment, so quite emotional talking about it. It's certainly opened up a lot of scars for our people, and I know that Spencer's come out, he's owned it like he has, he's apologised to Ezra. I thought as the NRL, I thought it was a great opportunity to make a statement, and I don't think 8 weeks is sufficient.
A lot of the editorials we've seen, the stories around, the feedback we've seen over the last 7 to 8 days, I think has really highlighted, you know, the importance of this this situation that, you know, we're trying to get on top of in the game and also in society. I've got to say, it is at a minority. We don't see a lot of this in the game, and it doesn't mean that that even one episode or one situation, it still shouldn't happen. But I don't think any number was going to please the masses. Would it be fair to say that? Like, whether it's 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, whether it was a season, there was some wanting him suspended for the rest of the season. But I've got to say, Rat and Jason, listeners, I don't think that'll teach anyone anything other than hate and resentment. And what I mean by that, if you would have given Spencer Leonard 12, 15, maybe the rest of the season, he'd have hate towards the game, hate towards his accuser. And I know that some current players and those in the Indigenous community were pretty strong in their opinions, like JT was. But I don't think their opinion swayed the tribunal in any way. I think it was wise to ensure Spencer Leonard didn't play in that round 9 game against the Brisbane Broncos. I thought it would have been maybe focused on for the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
But one thing I do want to say is that Spencer Leonard will learn from the experience. It's okay to sledge. It's been part of sport for 100 years, but just got to be mindful of the sledge in the moment. I want to acknowledge Spencer also and his offering to meet with Ezra face-to-face and apologise. So that's a daunting meeting if it ever does happen. Now, Ezra Mam doesn't want to accept that just yet, and he's got every right to do that at the moment because there's a lot of emotion, raw emotion involved, and that's got to evaporate. And I think that meeting, if it does happen, and I hope it does happen in coming weeks, months, whatever it may be, I think it sends an important message to not only the players, but also the fans and the community. So I hope they do cross paths and there's an offering by way of a handshake and apology by Spencer Leonard in person, and that's accepted by Ezra Mam, Rat.
Yeah. Look, I don't know what's – we've had some pretty horrible things happen over the last couple of years through NRL players. And I don't want to stay on this negative stuff, but we had a player last year, you know, grope a woman in a nightclub, not wanting to – like, she didn't want to be touched.
Mm.
He goes, and he it's a criminal act. He gets charged with it and gets 6 weeks. I'm not saying that, you know, one's better than the other or one's worse than the other. What I'm saying is 8 weeks, I'm like, what I like to think is that player from last year has learnt from what he went through. He missed a big chunk of the season. I thought he was lucky not to miss the whole season. And he's been educated on how to behave around women. That's what I hope, and I'm sure that that's happened. Likewise with Spencer Leonard, I want our game to be a game where people they can make a mistake. Because they're young men, they're going to make mistakes. For anybody out there who's listening, thinks that, you know, we've got a game of these perfectly behaved kids and everyone's going to be fine and we're never going to have any issues. We're always going to have issues. It's how we handle them is how the game is perceived. Now, we want to educate our players. We want them to understand what's right and wrong. And it sounds like, who doesn't know what's right and wrong? Well, a lot of people don't know the difference between right and wrong in certain situations.
Because the game is
the way that they've been brought up.
Game's not about wins and losses. It's about building good people that end up becoming
character.
Good men and good mothers with the NRLW.
Yeah, absolutely. So I hope, you know, in 2 or 3 years' time, we're talking about Spencer Leonard, about the great work that he's doing in whatever way, shape or form. But, you know, this will follow him for a little while, and it's going to take a long time. It's going to take a long time for him to get this off his back. But once he does, then he can become, you know, the young man. Like, you just got to focus on playing good footy now and doing the right thing. That's the reality. Like, be a good person, do the right thing, be humble, and he's at a great club for that. They're going to pull him into line and go, mate, that's not how we act around here.
Well, they've done it in the past. I mean, Jake Friend was a perfect example.
Yep.
Kicked out of the game, working in a fish and chip shop. Nick Politis brings him back. He ends up captaining the club and winning double premierships with the club as well.
Yep.
So you're right, Rad. It's a good point. He's at the right club to learn.
Have they handled it well, though?
Initially,
it was
horribly.
It actually inflamed the situation.
Made it worse.
The ability for him to be interviewed by.
Yeah.
And we spoke about that last week, didn't we? We couldn't believe that they allowed him to be interviewed after the game because the comments, again, directly after full time, inflamed the situation. And I suppose, you know, that would also be sitting in the back of the mind of Ezra as well. And after the game, not only was he, not only did he feel as though that he hadn't done the wrong thing, but he was actually offering physically if you want to catch up.
Mm.
And that's, again, it's all part of adrenaline and testosterone straight after the game. Should never have happened. And for more reports, There are a lot of questions asked internally at the Roosters why that happened.
Text machine's blown up already. You can get involved. 8833 if you're in NZ. 0457 736 736 if you're in Australia, or 1300 01 1170 is our number. Jim from Quakers Hill is on the line. Jimmo, how are you?
How you going, boys? Great show. First time I've tuned in, actually. And yeah. I heard Maddie's voice. And I want to just put my view on the racist incident in rugby league. I mean, that we haven't got many, so we don't have many, which is a good thing. And the second thing is that I think person's right. They had an opportunity to set, because the reverberations of it is really big. So they did have to do something about it, because it shows everybody was interested and everybody cared about it. You know, other players got involved that usually don't when it comes to judicial things in rugby league, and they did. So it does mean a lot, and they had an opportunity. 12 weeks, I think, would have sent a good message to say 8 weeks, I think, is trying to make both ends happy, where that needed to send this message. That's my view. But and the other thing is, I heard Matty's voice, and it just reminded me some good memories with his dad. God bless his soul. He used to come to I had a pizza shop in Cronulla on the Kingsway. And yep. He used to come there with Paul Kahn when he was first in grade and have a few games of pool and have some pizza. And there are fond memories of him, mate. And I'm a big fan, and I'm a big fan of yours. I even went over and started watching a bit of rugby union when you went over, mate.
Wow. Well, I'm sure you stopped that.
You had credibility when you said that, Jim.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks, Jim. And that's special. Big Genghis and Dad, they were
Paul Kahn, he was a good player.
Very good mates.
Very good player.
Yes, mate. Yeah, I remember as clear as yesterday, mate, over the pool table, the way they used to muck around and talk to each other, mate. It's just something that, like, I've met a lot of the boys there in that shop from St George and Cronulla, both. Yeah. You know, and that stands in my mind more than anything, because I was so big a fan of your dad. But I used to brag how much, like, you know, that I knew him, but I didn't really. I used to come to the shop and talked to him, but I used to brag that I did, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
I'm sure he enjoyed it, mate. I appreciate the call.
No worries. Thank you, boys.
Some of the texts coming through. They're about Glenn and racism. Like Rooster Muzz, I'm with Rooster Muzz. God, 64. Let's hope there's not too many others. Like, I mean, that's a bit harsh. Oh, no. Actually, I might take that back.
007 says, if the NRL and sports media thinks it can change the popularity or perceived racism and self-promoted, it's kidding itself. Well, 007, I suppose what sport has the ability to do is act as a very good conduit to send messages across communities and across fans and families, whatever it may be. And we see that quite often with different rounds that we see throughout the season. They're there for a reason, whether you like them or not. The amount of rounds we have, whatever round it may be, it's there to send a message and trying to get a positive message, the best positive message it can, so people can talk about it. So, whether the 8 weeks is right or wrong, we would never appeal to everyone. And everyone's got to have an opinion whether it's not enough, too much, or nonetheless.
Yeah. Before we go to the break, boys, Joe from Menai is on the line. Joe, how are you, mate?
Hey, Joe.
G'day, mate. Pretty good. Love the show, guys. Just want to make a very quick point about the same thing everyone else is talking about. The Diversity Council of Australia. I mean, everyone's got an opinion on this. That's fine, free country. But this is why we have rules and definitions. They define racism, and I quote, as when an individual or organisation with race-based societal power discriminates. Now, what that means is you have to be, and I don't agree with this definition, but it is the government's definition, you have to be of a race that has power, that has had power, i.e. the English Empire, the French Empire. And this is the same logic people are using to say Sam Kerr's comments weren't racist, because she came presumably from a background with lesser power. Now, according to this definition, which is the Australian government definition, Spencer Lee knew what he said was not racist, because he's not from a country that had power. Rightly or wrongly, that's the definition of racism in this country.
Yeah.
So under that definition, Sorry, go on.
Yeah, no. Well, in saying that, you're right. It doesn't make a lot of sense. But tell that to Ezra Mam. You know, that's not...
Yeah.
He's on the back end
of...
It's
in the eyes of the beholder.
But, yeah.
He is, but Ezra Mam, like me, and I disagree with this definition, but like everyone, this is why we have a definition. And I'm sure Ezra Mam was genuinely hurt. I have my own opinions as to his reaction and what that means, but that's an opinion. What I'm saying is we have laws, we have definitions, and when making determinations, you have to abide by them. The judiciary did not do that. You can think 8 weeks was right or wrong. I happen to think it was wrong. I happen to think it should have been a lot less. But, and I respect someone that says it should have been more, but the point is, that's why we define these things. That's why we say this is what the definition's going to be. It is not right to chop and change it in accordance with someone's personal feelings, be they Ezra Mann's or anyone else's.
All right, Joe, thanks for your call. It's not just about the laws, it's about the code of conduct in the game. And those comments are a breach of the code of conduct. Now, you can argue the penalty. You can absolutely do that. But it, not only was it hurtful to Ezra Mam, it could also be hurtful to other players of the same heritage who heard those comments.
Or fans.
Or fans. Anyone who heard that.
Yeah.
Doesn't actually have to be the person it's pointed at.
Well, the NRL, I mean, the NRL's lawyer called Spencer Lenu Spencer Luai a number of times, and they referred to him as a player from Tonga. He's played for Samoa. The lawyer couldn't even get it right.
Hey, you've got to go to...
Pretty sad in that respect.
Yeah. Cobram Estates, Australia's most awarded extra virgin olive oil, grown, harvested and first coal pressed in northern Victoria. Great to get your feedback on this tonight and respectful feedback. Don't be an idiot. Just, you know, if you have racist tones in your thoughts, keep them to yourself. We're not just interested in that tonight.
No.
Thoughts on the suspension and whatnot. Love to hear from you. Also, if you've got a birthday greeting for Glenn, the radio icon, we'd love to hear that as well. 0457 736 736. 8833 in New Zealand, 1300 01 1170 is our number. Back in a moment. It's Tuesday night. That means it's KFC's Colonel's Court. That's on the way next.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.